亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们平安喜乐
Dear brothers and sisters, peace and joy be with you all.
很高兴在这个美丽的清晨又能够跟大家一起在主日、见面
Very happy that I can see all, every one of you again this wonderful Sunday morning.
今天我想跟大家分享一个题目叫做神的宴席
And today I would like to share a message with you. It's God's banquet.
经文是在约翰福音的第二章一到十一节
And the sermon is from John chapter 2, verse 1 to 11.
这是一个水变成酒的故事。
And this is a story of water turning into wine.
如果你是在学习这个 TE 基督生品的课程，或者是你曾经听过有关于这段经文的讲道，你应该对这段经文所叙述的故事不陌生。
If you are in the TEE Christ Life Study, or you have heard sermons about this passage, then I believe you'll be quite familiar with this passage.
它是主耶稣受洗后公开传道时所施行的第一件神迹。
It is the first miracle performed by Jesus after his baptism.
整件的这个神迹、含有很多重的意思信息。
This whole miracle contains a lot of important information.
今天我的分享将会集中在这个管宴席的人对新郎所说的话。
And my sermon will focus on the master of banquet, and the bridegroom's conversation.
盼望透过这话中的信息，能对我们的信仰旅程，尤其是要做主门徒的心事，有所启发跟帮助。
And hopefully through the conversation, it can guide and direct our path of faith, especially as a follower of Christ.
所以让我们先把这段经文来读一遍。
Okay, now let us read the passage together.
那就如果你是念中文的话，你就跟我一起来念中文。等一下，如果你是念英文的话，我们就请Lina 帮我们念英文，你们跟着一起念，好不好
？We'll read Chinese first, and then Lina will lead us reading English.
好，二章一节，第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里，耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席，酒用尽了。耶稣的母亲对他说他们没有酒了耶稣说母亲我与你有什么相干我的时候还没到他母亲对佣人说他告诉你们什么你们就做什么照犹太人洁净的规矩有六口池缸摆在那里每口可以盛满两三桶水耶稣对佣人说把缸倒满了水他们就倒满了直到缸口耶稣又说现在可以摇出来送给管宴席的他们就送了去管宴席的尝了那水变的酒并不知道是从哪里来只有舀水的佣人知道管宴席的便叫新郎来对他说人都是先摆上好酒等客喝足了才摆上次的你倒把好酒留到如今这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹是在加利利的迦拿行的显出他的荣耀来他的门徒就信他了好我们请您了
On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, They have no more wine. Woman, why do you involve me? Jesus replied.My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servant, Do whatever he tells you. Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servant, Fill the jars with water. So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. They did so.And the master of the banquet tasted the water and, that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where he had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine, after the guests had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now. What Jesus did there in Cana in Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
我相信我们当中大部分人都很喜欢参加结婚宴席。
I believe every one of us enjoy attending wedding banquets.
这当然包括我自己在内。
Of course, that include myself.
小时候我很喜欢参加这个结婚宴席。
When I was younger, I love attend weddings.
因为他很热闹，而且喜气洋洋。
Because it was very joyful.
当然，最重要的是，我可以借机享受一些平常比较难得吃到的一些山珍海味。
But most importantly, it's because I can enjoy delicious food I don't normally get.
只是随着这个年纪越来越大，身体就变得越来越忠厚。
But as I get older, my body is unable to take in all the food.
就觉得说结婚宴席实在是一种负担，因为身体实在是吃不消。
Therefore, wedding banquets became a burden because I can't take that much food anymore.
不能否认的就是在结婚宴席中，除了新郎、新娘、亲朋好友，还山珍海味以外，还有一件东西是不可少的。
But one thing we cannot deny, that in a wedding banquet, besides bride, groom, family, friends, and good food, there's one thing that cannot be missing.
那就是酒。
And that is wine.
酒既可以助兴，又可以添加喜气。
Wine can add to the fun and festivity.
也可以让喝的人有一种平常都没有感到的那种开怀跟释放。
It also allows a person to feel free that they don't normally get.
不过使徒保罗劝勉我们说不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
However, Apostle Paul reminded us, saying, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit."
所以最好还是不要喝醉酒，否则不但是身体难受，而且还会有这种酒后吐真言的这种可能。
Therefore, it is best to not get drunk because your body won't feel good, and you might say things that are not supposed to be said, like the saying, "A drunk man's word or a sober man's thought."
Yeah, 也就是说一些平常不能说也不该说的话，那时候也就麻烦了。
Like some things that you're not supposed to say, and you say it during that time, it's going to be problematic.
既然酒可以助兴添加喜气，若是在一个结婚宴席当中恰巧这个酒用尽了，对参加的宾客来说将会是一个很扫兴的事情。
Since wine adds to the fun and festivity, and if the wines are gone, then it'll be very disappointing to the guests.
又假如你是这个宴席的主人，或是管宴席的人，你必然会觉得很尴尬跟着急。
Like, as if you're a host or a master of the banquet, and if the wines are gone, you'll feel really awkward and worried.
在刚刚所读的经文当中，我们看到在迦拿所举行的娶亲宴席中，就碰到了这种扫兴跟尴尬的情形。
Like the passage we just read, we see that the wedding banquet in Cana, this disappointing and awkward moment actually happened.
我们可以猜想这个其中的原因很有可能是这个主人或者管宴席的人准备不够。
We can guess that maybe the host or the banquet preparer did not prepare enough.
或者是来参加的人有人很会喝酒。
Or some guests can really drink wine.
不过不管是什么原因，我觉得管宴席的工作实在是不简单。
Regardless of the reason, I can see that being a host is very difficult.
在我们当中，那个林伯母就是一位对管宴席很有经验的人。
Mrs. Lin amongst us is an experienced master of banquet.
你们若是想要知道这个管宴席的各种滋味的话，不妨去向她请教请教。
If you like to know the experience behind the scene of a wedding, you can ask her about it.
这个由主耶稣所施行的神迹，从这个酒用尽了的意外开始，经由主耶稣的母亲的请求，用人的合作，最后由管宴席的人对新郎的验证而完成。
This miracle performed by Jesus started with a surprise, then to Jesus' mom's request, to the cooperation of servants, and lastly the verification of the master of banquet to the groom.
所以经过这个验证，我想用下面三点来跟大家分享今天的信息。
Using this last verification with the master of banquet to the groom, I would like to share three points.
第一个就是这个什么是世间宴席的特性。
Number one is what is the characteristic of banquet of this world.
第二个就是神的宴席是什么，还有它的特性是什么。
And number two, God's banquet and its characteristics.
第三就是神的宴席到底对我们有什么启发跟应用。
And thirdly, what does God's banquet have on us, the inspiration and application.
这个因为时间的关系，所以今天我只能分享第一跟第二点。
I can only share one and two because of time constraint.
第三点我们等下次有时间的时候我们再分享。
The third point I'll share next time.
好，第一点就讲到世间宴席的特性。
The first point, characteristic of banquets in this world.
从经文的第九跟第十节，我们得知这个管宴席的人并不知道新来的酒是从哪里来的。
From verse 9 to 10, we can see that the master of banquet doesn't know where the wine came from.
他很可能正在为没有酒的问题而着急。
He might have been really worried because the wines are gone.
因为在主耶稣的那个时代，并没有像今天那么方便，可以在没有酒的时候就打个电话到酒庄去，让人把酒送过来。
Because back in Jesus' time, it's not as convenient like nowadays, where you can call a winery and call them to deliver.
在那个时候，大家都是自己酿酒，所以要办一个结婚宴席的话，需要准备几年。
Because back then, people brewed their own wine, and if they want to have a wedding banquet or any kind of banquet, they have to prepare for a couple of years.
对，就是要等到这个储存的酒量够了以后，才办酒席。
They wait till when the wines are enough, then they have the wedding banquet.
所以，若是在这个宴席的进行当中，酒意外的用尽了，管宴席的人自然是很担心的。
If wine surprisingly finished up during a banquet, of course the master of the banquet is very worried.
当管宴席的人尝了佣人所送来的水变的酒以后，他心里一定是又惊讶又困惑。
When the master of banquet tasted what the servant had brought, he must have been shocked and surprised.
因为本来不是说没有酒了吗？怎么现在又有了呢？
Because it was told that there was no more wine. How come there's now wine?
而且这个后面压轴的酒竟然比先前摆上的更好。
And also this lastly, the wine tastes better than the wine before.
难怪管宴席的人会对新郎说，人都是摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的，你倒把好酒留到如今。
No wonder the master of the banquet said to the groom, everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then cheaper wine, after the guests have had too much to drink, but you have saved the best till now.
他的这句话就道出了世间宴席的特性。
And what his words stated the characteristic of the banquet of this world.
也就是说，先以好酒起头，让客人有个好印象。等到客人喝醉了以后，再摆上较差的酒。反正那个时候，客人已经分不清楚了。
And that is to start with choice wine to leave a good impression to the guests. And once the guests are drunk, you can bring out the cheaper wines because they can't taste the difference anyways.
如果我们稍微仔细回想一下，我们就会发现这种现象在我们今天的环境下也是常见的。
If we think back for a moment, we can see that this kind of thing happened in our life.
从我们一生的年日，到各种商业产品，一直到人与人之间关系，我们都可以看到那种先来好的酒，再来差的酒的这种影子。
We can see that in our daily environment, the years of our life, different products, relationship amongst people have the shadow of the choice of wine first, and then the cheaper wine kind of environment.
也许你会说，怎么会呢？
You might ask, how so?
让我来举个几个例子。
Let me give you some examples.
首先，你有没有发觉我们一生的年日也是先来好的酒，再来差的酒呢？
First of all, don't you think the years of our life start with choice wine, and then with cheaper wine?
如果我们把年轻力壮的年日当作是好的酒，当你年过四十的时候，你的体力、脑力都大不如从前，不就是来差的酒了吗
？If we put the years of youth as choice wine, then once you pass 40, our body and brain are no longer the same as it used to be. Isn't that considered cheaper wine, cheap wine?
还有，你有没有发觉一些名牌的电器用品、电脑，刚刚在建立品牌的时候都很好，后来就好像越来越不像以前那么耐用了。
Also, did you notice that the brand name electronics, computers, when they were first introduced, they were fantastic. But as time goes by, the quality is no longer the same.
就好像汽车也有这种欺骗消费者信任的嫌疑。
Even cars have suspicions of lying to consumers.
就好像最近几年汽车名牌这个 Toyota, Honda 跟 Volkswagen 都先后出现了一些品质问题跟不实的宣传。
In the recent years, car brands such as Toyota, Honda, and Volkswagen had many quality issues and false advertisements.
让你不得不觉得说他们的名牌就好像先来好的酒一样，等到品牌建立以后，就再来差的酒给消费者。
Doesn't that seem like they give you the choice wine of the false advertisement first, and then once the brand is made, they give you the cheaper wine?
那么人与人之间的关系呢，也有类似的情形。
And another example is relationship amongst people.
有些过去我们一直以为是深交的朋友或者认识的人，也会因各种原因而背叛或者伤害了我们。
Some of the friends that we thought were very close will betray and hurt us under different circumstances.
前一阵子在网络上就有流传这么一则新闻。
There was this news on the web a couple weeks ago.
说有一位中国大陆大连市的这个年轻妇人因重伤昏迷住院。
There was a young lady in Dalian, China, She was severely injured and unconscious in the hospital.
她昏迷八个月以后，终于从不省人事当中醒了过来。
She was unconscious for 8 months, and then finally she woke up.
大家都对她那个有情有义的男朋友大肆赞扬。
They were applauding to the wonderful boyfriend that she had.
因为她的男朋友常常在病床里旁边照顾她，又借钱来支付她的医药费。
Because he was by her bedside taking care of her and borrowing money to cover her expenses.
谁知当这位年轻的妇人醒过来以后，竟然说她之所以昏迷不是意外，而是她的男朋友用暴力打伤了她才造成的。
However, when the young lady woke up, she said her unconsciousness was not an accident. It was because her boyfriend severely abused her and beat her up.
所以听起来真令人感到意外。
Doesn't that sound shocking to you?
这种先来好的酒，再来差的酒的做法，在圣经当中也多有记载。
The choice wine first and then cheap wine can be seen in the Bible as well.
比如说，在跟随大卫王多年的谋士亚西多佛，在大卫王的儿子亚沙龙叛变的时候，他就跟从亚沙龙而在叛党当中。
For example, David's counselor Ahithophel, during the conspiracy of David's son Absalom, he joined Absalom with force, he joined force with Absalom, which forced David to leave Jerusalem.
所以大卫王必须要很仓皇的逃离这个耶路撒冷城。
Therefore, David has to flee Jerusalem really quickly.
同样的，我们也看到在主耶稣的门徒加利利人犹大。
Similarly, we can see Jesus' disciple Judas Iscariot.
虽然他跟随了主耶稣有三年之久。
Even though he followed Jesus for 3 years,
却见利忘义的出卖了主耶稣。
But he betrayed Jesus because of the prophet given to him.
当主耶稣与门徒在吃最后的晚餐，逾越节晚餐的时候，
When Jesus was eating the Last Supper with his disciples,
主耶稣说：“经上所说的，同我吃饭的人用脚踢我的话，今天晚上就要应验了。”
Jesus says, "But this is to fulfill the scripture." The one who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me.
虽然主耶稣在这个时候还特别沾了一点饼递给犹大来警告他。
Jesus deliberately gave the bread to warn Judas.
但是犹大已经选择了要参加这个撒旦的宴席，他的心已经被撒旦霸占了。
However, Judas already chose his side. He chose to attend the banquet of Satan.
不管是亚西多佛对大卫，或是犹大对主耶稣，
Whether it's Ahithophel to David or Judas to Jesus.
他们所做的不也都是先来好的酒，再来差的酒吗？
What they're doing isn't the same thing of giving the choice wine first and then the cheaper wine later.
其实这就是世间宴席的做法跟特性。
That indeed is the characteristic of the banquet of this world.
这基本的原因都是因为我们从亚当与夏娃所承袭来的罪性。
The base reason is because we have the sinful nature from Adam and Eve.
这罪性使我们很容易陷入撒旦的诱惑而参加他的宴席。
The sinful nature makes us easily fall into the temptation of Satan.
附和已经是宴席，先来好的酒，再来差的酒的做法。
Which perfectly correlates with the banquet of this world, which brings choice wine first and then cheaper wine.
那么什么是神的宴席呢？
Then what is God's banquet like?
在马太福音22:1-3，主耶稣用比喻对犹太人说：“天国好比一个王为他儿子摆设娶亲的宴席，就打发仆人去，请那些被招的人来赴席，他们却不肯来。”
In Matthew chapter 22:1-3, Jesus used a parable to tell the Jews. He says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servant to those who had been invited to the banquet.To tell them to come, but they refused to come.
这个比喻说到天国的福音就好比一个娶亲的宴席，是一个王为他儿子所摆设的。
This parable says the gospel of kingdom of heaven is like a wedding banquet, which is a banquet prepared by the king for his son.
王指的就是父神，而儿子指的就是耶稣基督。
And the king represents heavenly father, and the son represents Jesus Christ himself.
所邀请的对象自然是指犹太人。但是因为犹太人虽然受到了邀请，却毫无兴趣。
Those who are invited are the Jews. However, the Jews, they were not interested in the invitation.
所以神对其他的人，也就是我们这些非犹太民族的外邦人发出邀请。
Therefore, God opened the invitation to all Gentiles who are non-Jews.
这也就是为什么我们能够有机会得到十字架救恩的原因。
And that is the reason why we have the opportunity to receive the salvation of cross.
由主耶稣的这个比喻，我们可以看出天国的福音就好像主耶稣娶亲的宴席。
From this parable, we can see that the gospel of the kingdom of heaven is like Jesus' wedding banquet.
这个宴席也就是神的宴席。
And this banquet is indeed God's banquet.
它是对所有的人都发出邀请的。
And the invitation was sent to everyone.
而这个娶亲的宴席也是启示录十九章所提到的羔羊的婚宴的一个预表。
And this wedding banquet is also foreshadowing of the marriage supper of the Lamb, recorded in Revelation.
羔羊的婚宴中的新郎也就是主耶稣，而新娘则是教会，也就是所有受邀请蒙恩得救的人的集合。
And the groom of the banquet is Jesus. The bride is a church, which is the invitees, those who receive the salvation.
换句话说，就是当你愿意接受主耶稣的邀请，凭信心的接受主耶稣在十字架所成就的救恩，你才可以有资格参加那个婚宴，这也就是天国的福音。
In another word, only when you accept the invitation of Jesus, accept his salvation on the cross through faith, then you are qualified to attend the wedding. That is the gospel of kingdom of heaven.
从整个迦拿婚宴中，我们也看到，因为这主耶稣对这类新人的怜悯，即使不是他行神迹的时候，他仍然愿意使本来是平淡无味的水变成了令人惊奇的好酒。
From the Cana wedding, we can see that Jesus showed compassion to the newlywed. Even though it is not his time to perform miracle, he turned their tasteless water into choice wine.
英国的诗人 Richard 跟 Crawshaw 这有一句名言说，清水一见看见它的主人就害羞脸红了。
A psalmist in England named Richard Crawshaw says, the conscious water saw its master and blushed.
这句话道出了主耶稣将水变成酒的精髓。
And his words state the core of Jesus' miracle of turning water into wine.
因为受造物认出了主耶稣就是那一位创造的主。
Because the creature recognized Jesus as the creator.
如果他只是一位木匠，就绝不能将清水变成红酒。
If Jesus was only a carpenter, then he cannot turn water into wine.
这个神迹除了彰显主耶稣的能力以外，也让我们看到那世间本来是先来好了酒，再来差了酒，甚至会酒用尽了的宴席，却因着主耶稣的作为而有了神的宴席的影子。
This miracle not only showed Jesus' power, it also showed that the world's banquet has the choice wine first, then cheaper wine, even wines that can run out. However, because of Jesus' deed, we can see that the shadow of God's banquet is full of grace, mercy, and provision.
对，是蛮有恩慈、怜悯跟丰富的供应。
Yeah, it's full of grace, mercy, and provision.
所以，当管宴席的人说，人都是摆上好酒，先摆上好酒的，等客喝足了才摆上次的。你倒把好酒留到如今。他告诉了我们，有主耶稣同在的宴席有一个很特别的地方。
When the master banquet says everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink.But you have saved the best to now. He tells us this banquet with the presence of Jesus has a special meaning.
那就是最好的是留在后头了。
And that is the best is to keep, is to be kept to the last.
那么我们怎么样去理解这个特性呢？
Then how do we understand this characteristic?
我们如果把基督徒看作是一群回应主耶稣邀请而去参加他的娶亲宴席的人。
If we view Christians as a bunch of people responding to Jesus' invitation to the wedding,
那他们的一生就好像是一个信仰的旅程，也是一个凭信心仰望神的旅程。
Then we can see their whole life as a journey of their faith, which is also a journey that looked up to God using faith.
对于这个旅程，英国的传道人跟作家约翰本人，这个 TC 已经提过，就是在他的著作《天路旅程》里面的一书当中
，John Bunyan.An evangelist slash writer from England described this journey of faith in his book.
他把整个旅程巧妙地用一个朝圣者的这个预言描述出来。
And the story was written with the foreshadowing of a person who seeks righteousness.
这个朝圣者就叫基督徒。
And this person seeking righteousness is known as Christians.
他回应了从上头来的呼召，离开了那个罪恶之城。
He responded to the calling from above to leave a sinful city.
展开了一段艰苦的旅程，目的是为了到达一个天城。
And he started a difficult journey just to find this place called Celestial City.
这个天城跟亚伯拉罕所等待那座有根基的城是有类似的意义的。
The celestial city and the city with foundation that Abraham was seeking and waiting for has similar meaning.
你也可以说这个天城就是天堂，也是神的宴席的所在。
You can say that the celestial city is similar to heaven.
这个朝圣者基督徒持着一个有一个天城的这个盼望，就存心忍耐，奔那摆在前头的路程。
This Christian have a hope of a celestial city. He was patient to run the path ahead.
在历尽无数的艰难、痛苦、试炼、试探以后，终于进入了那个天城。
Through trials, temptation, and challenges, he finally entered the celestial city.
我们知道，在圣经当中，希伯来书十一章就好像一个信心名人堂一样。
We know that in Hebrews chapter 11 of the Bible, there's the hall of faith.
他列举了许多信心的伟人。
It included a lot of people who had, who were faithful or have a lot of faith.
这些人都是以他们的生命来为主耶稣做见证。
They used their life as a testimony.
如果你仔细观察
，If you look closely,
你就会发现他们大致上有两个共同点。
You can see that they have two things in similarity.
第一，就是他们都是蒙召来走信心的天路历程。
One is they were called to walk this journey of faith.
二是他们在世上的一生都是受到很多的试炼跟苦难。
Number two is that they experience a lot of trials and temptation in this world.
尝尽了人生的苦悲，甚至丧掉了生命。
They experience all the sorrows, even to the point of losing their life.
希伯来书的作者说
，In Hebrews, the author says this.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样的话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。
These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland.
意思是说他们认清自己在世上只是客旅，是寄居的。
Which means they see it clearly that they're travelers of this world.
在人生的宴席迟早是要曲终人散的。
And the banquet of this life will end eventually.
唯有那在天上的家乡才是永恒的。
Only the heavenly home is eternal.
为了要寻找那个比世界更美的家乡，他们愿意走信心的道路。
They're willing to walk the journey of faith in order to find the home that is better than this world.
如果他们对这个所要去的参加这个神的宴席的特性不清楚的话，没有那个最好的，还是在后头的盼望，那他们岂不是比这个世上其他的人更可怜吗
？If they're unaware of the characteristics of God's banquet, not having the hope of best is yet to come, then aren't they more pitiful than all people?
我相信大家对这个使徒保罗蒙主呼召而人生方向有180度的改变，相当的熟悉。
I believe everyone is familiar with God's calling on Paul, which made a 180-degree turn of his life.
他曾经对这个哥林多教会语重心长地说
He once said to the Church of Corinth,
我们这自战自清的苦楚要为我们成就那极重无比永远的荣耀。
For our light and temporary afflictions is producing for us an eternal glory that far outweighs our troubles.
这个表示他是多么的清楚，他的盼望是神的压轴好久。
This shows that he himself knows that his hope is in God's to be God's final choice of wine.
也就是那极重无比、永远的荣耀。
Which is the eternal glory that far outweighs our troubles.
所以他能够忘记背后，努力向前，向着标杆直跑。
Therefore, he is able to forget what is behind and strain forward to what is ahead. Press on towards the goal.
所以这些见证人让我问大家一个问题。
To these testimonial people, I want to ask every one of you a question.
如果你有机会去问亚伯拉罕、摩西，或者使徒彼得或保罗
，If you had a chance to meet Peter, Moses, or Abraham,
你会想要问他什么问题
？What kind of questions would you want to ask him?
我自己会很好奇的想要问他们说，天上的生活到底像怎么样子
？I would be curious to ask, what is it like up in heaven?
这是因为我没有亲眼看过这个天上的家乡到底长得怎么样子。
It's because I've never seen how it is up there.
也没有那种从已经回到天家的弟兄姐妹回来跟来探望我，告诉我说天上的生活到底是怎么样 子。
And I don't have people who already passed coming back to tell me how it is like up there.
我现在所能做的就是凭信心接受神借着圣经跟圣灵所告诉我的一切。
All I can do now is using faith and accept all things provided by the Bible and Holy Spirit.
所以最后让我用一个你可能听过的小故事来结束今天的分享。
Now lastly, let me use the story that you might have heard before to end today's sharing.
盼望能够你我能够因此对神的宴席那最好的还在后头的特性更清楚。
Hopefully you and I can be more clear on the characteristic of God's banquet, which is best is yet to come.
话说有一位年轻信主的姐妹被诊断出患了癌症。
There was a young sister who was diagnosed with cancer.
在试过各种医治的方法以后都没有效果。
After trying all possible methods without getting any better.
所以医生告诉她说你只剩两个月可以活。
Therefore the doctor told her that she only had 2 months to live.
在这个震惊之余，他开始筹划自己的后事。
In shock, she started to prepare for her death.
他联络了教会的牧师，请他到家里来商讨他最后的愿望。
She contacted pastor of church, asking him to come to her and discuss her final wishes.
他告诉牧师他喜爱的几首诗歌、喜爱的经文和想穿什么样的衣服等等。
He told the pastor a few of her favorite songs, clothes that she likes to wear, her favorite Bible verses.
等到他所能想到的所有事项都决定以后，这个牧师就起身准备要离开。
After she told the pastor all that she could think of, pastor was getting ready to leave.
这位年轻的姐妹突然想到一件事情，就兴奋地叫说：“牧师，还有一件事情。”
The young sister all of a sudden says to the pastor, "Pastor, one more thing."
什么事？牧师回答说
：“Pastor says, what is it?"
年轻的姐妹说：“这是很重要。我希望当我躺在棺木当中的时候。”我的右手能够握着一只叉子。
He says, "This is very important. I wish that when I'm in my coffin, I can have a fork in my right hand."
这个牧师当场就愣在那边，不知道怎么回答。
The pastor was very shocked and didn't know how to respond to that.
这个年轻姐妹就说：“我这个要求让你很惊讶、困惑，是吗？”
The young sister says to the pastor, "Is my request very shocking to you?"
这个牧师说：“是啊。”
The pastor says, "Of course, yes."
所以这个年轻的姐妹就开始解释说，我的祖母曾经告诉我一个故事。
She explains herself. She says, "My grandma once told me a story."
从那个时候开始，我就想要把这个故事当中的信息带给我所亲爱的人和所有需要鼓励的朋友们。
And from then on, I want to share the message from the story to all my beloved, as well as those who need encouragement.
我的祖母说，多年来在我所参加的这个社交宴会当中。
My grandma says many years, for many years, every time in a social event,
总是会有人侧着身跟我说，留着你的叉子。
There's always someone behind me telling me to keep my fork.
那是我最喜欢的部分。
That is my favorite part.
因为我知道有更好的东西在后头。
Because I know that the best is yet to come.
就是巧克力蛋糕啦，多层苹果派等等。
Like chocolate cake, multi-layer apple pie.
这好吃又有分量。
Many delicious food.
所以我想要让人看到，当我躺在棺木当中的时候，手里还握着一只叉子。
So therefore, I want everyone who sees me in a coffin with a fork.
我要他们好奇地问我说，叉子是做什么用的
？I want them to ask, what is this fork for?
那时候我要牧师告诉他们说，留着你的叉子，最好的东西还在后头。
And then I would like the pastor to tell them to keep your fork. The best is yet to come.
这个牧师带着喜乐的泪水，就拥抱了这位年轻的姐妹，跟她告别。
Pastor hugged this young sister in joyful tears.
他知道这将是他与这位姐妹在世上所能见的最后一面。
Because he knows that this might be the last time he will see her.
而且他也知道这位姐妹比他更了解什么是神的宴席，那就是最好的还在后头。
And he knows and understands that this sister understands what God's banquet means more than he does, which is the best is yet to come.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们
Dear brothers and sisters and friends,
我盼望今天的信息能够对你有所启发跟帮助。
I hope today's message inspires and help you.
愿你留着你的信心，因为最好的还在后头。
May you keep your faith because the best is yet to come.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你在十字架上为我们所成就的。
what you have done on the cross for us.
也让我们能够望着标杆直跑。
That we can press onward towards the goal.
让我们弟兄姐妹真的是能够留着信心，而因为最好的还是在后头。
Lord, help us to keep our faith, Lord, because the best is yet to come.
让我们能够手连手，心连心，一起奔跑这个天路。
May we hold our hands and hold our hearts together, Lord, to run this journey together.
愿主爱之家能够成为你所爱的一个家。
May the house of Christ's love be a place that you love.
愿我们弟兄姐妹能够彰显你自己的爱。
That we can share your love to others.
我们这样子仰望祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We lift our prayer into your hands, Lord, and pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.